Monday of the third week of ordinary time. The Gospel is Mark 3:22-30. The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said of Jesus, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemy that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear family, Jesus is becoming more and more famous, attracting more people. And so now his enemies call for the big guns, the scribes of Jerusalem, who would have a lot more weight than the Pharisees of Galilee. Well, these men come from Jerusalem. They are the experts of Mosaic law. And they investigate Jesus. What can they do? The miracles he's performing are evident, done before everyone, so the witnesses abound. So as a last resource, they declare that Jesus is possessed by Beelzebul and therefore is using the power of Satan to expel demons. That's the only thing, the last recourse that they could take to try to condemn him. Jesus summons them. That's important because we realize that the scribes were not speaking to Jesus. They were speaking about him to others. In other words, they were murmuring. Jesus is completely different. Jesus goes to the source and confronts them straight on. That's what it means. He summoned them. He doesn't talk to the people, oh, the Pharisees, this and that, in their back. He is open with them, and this is the way to be. And confronts them with the question, how can Satan drive out Satan? A kingdom divided against itself will not stand. And then he says, what is really happening is that I'm coming into the house of the strong man. Now, what does that mean? The strong man is Satan. And Jesus comes with a greater force than the strong man. And in order to plunder his property, he must first bind him, tie him up. So Satan is being bound up by Jesus. Now, what is the property of Satan that Jesus speaks about? A strong man's house to plunder his property. Well, his property are those who are possessed by Satan. That's what it means to be possessed, to become the property of Satan, dominated by him. But Jesus came to set us free. Now, this is very serious. Because, well, there are those who are completely his property, possessed, But all of us are tempted. All of us are attacked. And many have oppressions, habit patterns, ways of thinking that are really infected by the mentality of Satan. And Jesus comes against all that to set us free. So how thankful we should be and appeal to the Lord. Lord, that I may see, that I may be clear in my thinking. Free me from my oppressions and free others as well. This is why Jesus came into the world. Now, what is this sin against the Holy Spirit? It means that a person becomes obstinate even when they have seen the evidence, like the scribes had seen, and then they just persist to close their hearts and their minds to accept the work of the Spirit. So it's not that the mercy of God is limited or that forgiveness is limited, which is not. But it means that even when that ocean of mercy comes upon the person, they still close their doors and do not allow the mercy of God to work. So it's the subject who condemns him or herself by not accepting the love, the mercy, the forgiveness of God. In order to go deeper into this reality of the sin against the Holy Spirit or blaspheming against the Holy Spirit, go to the Catechism number 1864. May the Lord bless you. May we be open and humble so that we can stand corrected, so that we can see when God is speaking to us and be willing to repent, not be obstinate, but repent and turn to him. God bless you.